Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got a good one for you today, friends, listeners, community. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from a creative reseller who purchases bulk items on Temu, then resells them, also in bulk. I don't know if it's always in bulk or just sometimes, but basically finds a way to resell them to local businesses. So he's using Temu, this app, network, platform, whatever you call it. Lots of people are using it now to buy all kinds of, well, I was going to say really cheap stuff. It's not all cheap stuff, but a lot of it is really cheap stuff. You know, it's funny, when I grew up, there would be like a big discount store in town, and you'd actually have several of them, right? You'd have like the main big discount store, and then you'd have one that's a little bit lower budget, and you'd have like dollar stores and so on. And sometimes you could find really good deals. Other times the quality wasn't as good as, you know, going to a better store, but that's basically the trade-off. Well, obviously that has just kind of continued that trend of like, there's always going to be a lower discounter. And now most of them are coming from overseas, but because of the wonders of technology, whether you think these are wonderful wonders or not, that's a different conversation. But thanks to technology, at least, we now have access to buying directly from factories and wholesalers and other people who are middlemen, essentially. Middlewomen could be, let's be inclusive, other folks on the other side of the ocean, and the stuff just arrives at your door. So you can buy one-off parts or you can buy bulk, as this guy's done. Anyway, he's found a way. Today's episode features a creative reseller who's found a way to purchase bulk items, then resell them. And I'm not sure exactly how much money he's making, but obviously he's doing pretty well because we only feature profitable projects here, unless it's Failure Friday. That's just one day a week. All the other days, profitable projects. Let's hear the story from him. His name is Sebastian. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi there, I'm Sebastian, and I want to share my experience in the world of Temu wholesaling. It all began in my small apartment in Orlando, Florida, with a $500 budget and a hunch that hygiene products were the way to go. Diving into Temu was like exploring a vast treasure trove. I spent entire nights scrolling through listings, comparing prices, and reading reviews. My big break came when I discovered a supplier selling toothbrushes at an unbelievably low price. I took the plunge and invested half my budget in 200 units. But I didn't just rely on gut feelings. I did my research, scouting online forums, tracking social media trends, and even surveying friends and family. Their enthusiasm for sustainable living gave me the confidence to pursue this niche. When my first large order of 800 bamboo toothbrushes arrived, I realized I had nowhere to store them. My living room turned into a warehouse with boxes stacked on every surface, including the couch. My friends still tease me about the time I, quote, lived with my work. Marketing my products was a creative adventure. I crafted engaging stories for each item, focusing on their benefits. A friend helped me create quirky unboxing videos featuring my photobombing cat, which didn't quite go viral, but did get some laughs. My first sale was to a local discount store, and from there, word of mouth worked its magic. I learned the value of building relationships with customers, adding personal touches like handwritten notes and doodles of my now famous cat. Encouraged by my success, I expanded my product line to bamboo yoga mats. Despite the daunting minimum order of 500 mats, I took a leap of faith. When the shipment arrived, my apartment became a maze of yoga mats, and I joked about starting a yoga routine just to navigate my own home. Launching my website was another memorable moment. To celebrate this milestone, I decided to offer a special promotion, a free bamboo toothbrush with every yoga mat purchase. I thought it would be a nice way to introduce customers to my other products and encourage good habits. One of the most memorable moments in my Temu wholesaling journey happened when I received an email from a customer who had purchased a yoga mat. She shared that she was a teacher at a local elementary school and had been using the mat in her classroom to teach her students about the importance of sustainability. I loved that! Looking back, I'm amazed at how far my Temu wholesaling business has come, starting with just $500 and a passion for sustainability. This adventure taught me the importance of research, patience, and a good sense of humor in overcoming challenges. To anyone considering starting their own venture, my advice is simple. Find a niche you're passionate about, harness the power of storytelling, and maybe, just maybe, ensure you have enough storage space.
All right, big thanks to Sebastian for telling us about the first $1,000 and beyond. Listeners, I'm sure a lot of you know Temu. If not, you can find it in the App Store, the Google Play Store on your phone. There's also Alibaba, Alibaba Express, other places where you can find goods for sale and have an adventure, perhaps, of buying something and reselling it. Let me know how it goes. If you have a question, an update, a report, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Much more is coming up. This was episode 2676. I'll be back again tomorrow, always free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.